Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 6, another fun week with the NYC K-pop queens. I am your co-host, Charity.
And I'm Emily.
This week, we're going to get into some fun stuff. Wasa from Mamamoo had her first solo album that was released on Monday. Blackpink has a new music video that came out. BTS had a new music video. We're going to also do a fun quiz. And we're going to have a good time.
Super fun episode. I'm excited. It's always fun to talk about groups we haven't talked about yet. So we've got a lot. We're going to get into a tease. They did some cool stuff this week. But before we talk about anything, let's do a big, huge happy birthday. Today is Taeyong from NCT. It's his birthday. We want to say a huge happy birthday to Taeyong. He's had a rough couple months, and we're happy to see him spending time with family and can't wait to see him on the stage again. So happy birthday, Taeyong.
Happy birthday, my fellow Cancer.
Yes. Charity has a few fellow Cancers because we watched the V Live the other day. Wonhoo, the former member of Monsta X, he's going solo and he did a V Live, and his birthday was this week too. So
I'm in good company.
Right. I'm jealous. I feel like there aren't that many Sagittarius idols.
No, there really aren't.
There really aren't. Yeah. Like, that's one thing that like surprises me with K-pop. I feel like a lot of the astrological signs are earth and water.
Yeah.
And in like America, most entertainers are like fire signs. Like there's so many famous Sagittariuses.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's probably because K-pop stars have to work really hard.
Makes sense.
We're like, no, thank you. No. I'm the creative genius, but I'm not going to do the legwork. Whatever. So hopefully everyone out there is doing well. We want to thank you for joining us. We're still shocked that anyone listens to us and our opinions. And we see you out there and we are so, so grateful. Shout out to everyone. Mexico, Brazil, France, Netherlands, Australia, Germany, Philippines, Trinidad and Tobago. Of course, everyone in the United States. There's so many amazing listeners that we've been able to connect with. We're really happy you loved our Stray Kids episode. We will be talking about them again because I'm obsessed. So unfortunately, you're going to have to, we've got a new group that we are obsessed with. So you're going to hear Stray Kids talk probably every week for the foreseeable future. So if you're a stay with us. We got you. We're so, so excited. But first, we got to get into Charity's Girl. This was a big week for Charity. Wasa's mini album came out, a new music video.
Oh my God.
So let's just get into it. Let's talk about the music video first, then maybe we can dissect the album and give our critique on the album.
Yes. But I think everyone's familiar. Wasa is the magne from Mamamoo, and she is my bias. I've talked about her before. I love, love, love her. She's my favorite female idol by far. I would have to say she's my ultimate female. My ultimate female bias.
Yeah, you're really into her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved the music video for so many reasons.
Yeah.
It was
Maria. Maria is the song.
Yeah. What I liked about it is I feel like, again, you know, she's very popular in Korea. And when you're really popular, you're definitely under the microscope and people will, you know, say things about you, be very critical. And I think this video was twofold for me. It opened like a crime scene. And then she's at like a funeral and almost, and then she's in a straitjacket and then she kind of has like a rebirth. And Maria is actually her baptized name.
Okay.
That's
cool.
Yeah. So I kind of feel like it was her going through a rebirth, obviously. I mean, literally. And also I feel like kind of talking about how people are, they say a lot of stuff about her. They write a lot of stuff about her. They are very critical. Like this one scene when she's on the ground in the straitjacket and there's all these pencils facing at her. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And it's almost again, like what people write about her and just kind of not really caring and just kind of, this is me. I'm coming out here being myself. I really don't care. You can try to tear me down, but I will always persevere. That's kind of how I took it. I love it. I love the song. I love the video.
Yeah. No, I thought it was really cool. It was visually, it was very interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
I think having like the organs with blood covering them on a plate to start the video, right? I was like, here we go. Like, yeah. It's different than a lot of female idol visuals.
Yeah.
She hits like a middle ground that you don't see often. It's a lot of times it's very cute or very sexy. Yeah. Hers is a little bit different. So yeah, I thought the visuals were really cool. I think the song is just like a great pop song. It's catchy.
I love the Latin vibe to it.
I knew you would. I knew you would. And yeah, I think she's kind of a polarizing figure. I think you love her or you hate her.
Yeah.
She's definitely a different type of pop star in the K-pop world from what I've read and what I've seen.
No,
so
for sure.
She brings something different to the table that's interesting. Whether you like it or not, it's just different, which is kind of nice to see when you consume a lot of this stuff and a lot of media.
Yeah.
So, okay, cool.
It's nice to see something different because usually it's just music videos with the, at least ones I've seen with other female idols, they're just dancing sexy and sexy outfits and there's no real story. There's nothing, there's no story to tell in the visuals anyway, from what I've seen. Again, I have not consumed as many female videos and idols as I have the males, but I've definitely, you know.
Or like, I think there's this perception of like, I'm a bad bitch. And there's like those videos and those kind of girls, but it's all very tiring and it's the same visuals.
Yeah.
She again brought something different. And I liked her outfits. I will say in my brain, I kept calling her K-pop Kardashian as I watched it.
Really? Oh, the outfit was very Kardashian. Yeah.
She had a Kim outfit on. It looks like the Skims, like jumpsuit with the sweatpants.
Yeah.
And like that. So yeah, she looked very Kardashian and I can see where she would appeal to Western audiences.
Yeah.
She has a different look, a different body type. So good on her. She's bringing a different vibe. There's always room for different artists that don't follow the mold. I think in general, for anyone that does art, anyone that sings or produces things, you don't have to follow the mold to find success. You don't have to fit a mold to find success. Do you? And if it's good, people will respond to it. Good art is good art.
It took her a while. Her and Weenan were best friends. Weenan's also in Mamamoo. And they auditioned forever, audition, and until they both got the same call that they're going to be trainees and they debuted together. But she was told a lot, like, she's too tan. She's not skinny enough. She's not pretty. Yeah. And I think, everyone has different tastes. I think she's beautiful. But I'm also, that's kind of like male or female. I definitely am attracted to similar body type, similar faces. It's true.
It's so true. You have a type, guy or girl, they kind of look the same.
Yeah.
With K-pop idols.
With K-pop idols. Yeah, 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 yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just think it's amazing that she persevered. She kept hearing no. She kept hearing no. She kept hearing all these negative things. And the fact that she stayed true to herself, regardless.
Yeah, she's found a niche that works. I think it's amazing that she's only 24.
I know.
That girl looks a lot older.
Yeah.
Like, I thought for sure maybe 30.
Yeah,
like,
no, she's the youngest one.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But like, good for her. I thought the music video, it was definitely like pleasing to watch. You know, I'm not, Twice is for sure my favorite girl group now.
Yeah,
I'm obsessed with them. And I love those girls and like that aesthetic is like my vibe.
Yeah.
So I'm not as familiar with her, but I came up the curve this week. I watched a lot of stuff and tried to learn as much as I can. And yeah, I get it. I totally get why she's huge. The social media reaction was really big for this album. People are excited. She hits a nerve. There's a lot of people that vibe with her. So congratulations to her. Like, awesome.
And then the album.
Let's talk about the album. I want to say before we get into our favorite songs, the cover art drove me nuts because I just wanted it to pull back a little bit. It was such a so close.
Yeah.
I could see there was a snake, but you couldn't really see it. I just wish they would have done, like, that's not even a headshot. That's so zeroed in.
I know.
I just wish it would just pull back a little bit because I wanted to see the snake like wrapped around her. I think it would have been sexy.
No, for sure. I agree. I totally agree with that. I was like, I always wonder who decides these things.
Yeah. Who's the creative on that one? Yeah. Just give us a little bit more. We wanted to see just a tad bit more because I could see what the concept was. And I think it would have been really cool to have the full visual.
For sure.
But that's I'm splitting hairs. That doesn't have anything to really do with how the album was. I just thought about it. It was like, So give me your favorite songs. Let's talk about what you loved. Anything you liked, didn't like. What's the deal?
My favorite song was Maria. That and also Why. I loved that. I loved it was like a more contemporary kind of ballad. But, you know, I love me. I love the sappy kind of like slower song sometimes. I liked the intro to Maria.
Yeah, the intro I thought was so strong. So the good. Intro for the album, I was like, here we go. She has in that first song, her voice reminds me of Ariana Grande, the lower register.
I love the lower register.
it's very, very similar to when Ariana does her lower register. Mm-hmm. And my gripe with Ariana, I'm the same. Like, I give me a girl that can hit low notes because that's a lot harder. Yeah. Anyone out there that's been a singer or you've been around that world, as a female, especially when you're nervous, it's really hard to hit low notes with power and clarity. Yeah, yeah. It's much easier to do head voice or to do high notes. Yep. It's just easier. So that's always been my gripe with Ariana Grande. I love her low register, but she's barely in it. She goes high so quickly and stays up there so much. And it's so breathy. I just always want that. So when I put on the intro, I was like, yes, listen, this is like low Ariana and I'm here for it. That was one of my favorite songs on the album.
Yeah, me too, me too.
Loved it. Loved it. It started and I was like, okay, cool. I'm in.
It's so exciting. Like, again, like this has kind of been my first time being a fan of a group and having my bias release something for the first time.
Like me with Bacon.
Yeah, you with Bacon. And when Namjoon released Mono, it was his second one. It wasn't his first one. So it just was exciting and to see the reception and like that it was number one. It debuted number one in a lot of iTunes charts, including the U.S. So it's just cool. It's cool to see like, wow, other people stan them too. It's not just me.
Yes. You know? Oh my God, for sure. And you know what? Sorry, not taking anything away from Hwasa's shine. I wanted to say this at the beginning of the episode and I forgot. Congratulations to Bacon. Bacon's album sold a million copies.
Crazy.
That's insane in today's music world.
Yeah.
And he's the first Korean artist to do it since 2001. It's a huge deal. Like, he's the prince of Korea. He's so huge. I don't think we really understood it because in America, we see BTS the most. And we kind of think of them as the biggest K-pop stars in the world. And I think they are. They're the biggest K-pop group in the world, for sure. But there's something over there with the other people. Like, Bacon's album did a lot better than everyone else's, by far. So congratulations to him. Super proud. Always nice to see our biases charting high and doing well.
Exciting.
So it's, I get it.
It's cool that other people in other countries are consuming it. I think that speaks a lot about K-pop in general, that so many countries are into it and listen and support. And it's just, it's really cool. Yeah. I'm very proud of her. I think it's great. I think it's cool that she released some songs, but they weren't, this is her first album. She actually had she was featured on Dua Lipa's, did I say her name right? Dua Lipa.
Yeah,
that song Physical, which is so good.
Physical is such a good song. I didn't even know that. I wish they would have released it as a single, like here, because that was a massive, massive hit. Dua Lipa is like the best-selling female artist of last year. That song was huge.
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't get more play. I'm so shocked.
I got like no press. I didn't see anything about that.
Yeah.
But she has like, Dua's another one that has such a great lower tone. Just perfect. Huge fan of hers. But my favorite song, I loved the intro. And then I loved LMM, the ballad at the very end.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Ugh. I'm like, you put on like strings and a piano and I'm sold. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is a sad song. Sign me up. And then when I looked at the lyrics, you know, it matched the vibe of the song. It's that awful feeling of kind of trying to avoid the breakup you both know is coming. And it just broke my heart in the best way. I think it's stunning. I think it was a nice showcase for her voice. there's a sincerity with her performance that I think you take away all the other stuff, how she looks, the sexy vibe. There's something sincere with her that rings true. And the more I watched of her, the more interviews, all of that, I get it. And I think a lot of people kind of connect with that. So yeah, I'm a fan. Like, she killed it. Killed it. Congratulations.
No, yeah. It's just six, you know, the K-pop thing. I've only been in it for a few years. So it's still very, very exciting and new. And the more, it's just exciting to get so excited about so many different groups. Because again, I've mentioned this, I've never had music resonate so much with me.
Agree.
Since I was younger. So it's just, it's exciting to have so many things to be excited about. It's just, I love it. I love it so much.
I do too.
Trust me. And just like, it's like, oh my gosh, my playlist. Like, so that's I have playlists for each artist that I like, but then I also have like a giant playlist for my favorite songs. And it's just nonstop adding stuff. And it's amazing.
Speaking of playlists, this is something we've never mentioned on the pod, and I always forget. We have a playlist of every song we talk about each week. So every song that we mention on the podcast, if you've never heard it or you're wondering who are they referring to, we make a playlist. Like, the Dua Lipa song will be on there. Yeah. So check us out on Spotify, NYC K-pop Queens. We have playlists for every episode. No pressure, just in case you guys are interested or want to know or... You know, maybe you listen to this because you want to hear the Blackpink review, but Hwasa sounds cool and you want to check her out. The album will be on our playlist. Very exciting.
Very exciting. I was so, this has like been, since we started the pod, this is when I learned.
Charity really was like, in our like pre-production meeting and we're talking about what, you know, what we're going to talk about this week. Let's see who has comebacks coming up. Because we do, it might sound like we have no clue what we're doing, but we actually do plan what we're going to speak about.
Yeah.
We do some research. And, you know, we can't fit everything into one episode. So we pick and choose what we want to talk about. And it's always just what we're passionate about. Yeah. Again, you're going to hear about BTS. You're going to hear about Stray Kids all the time. It's like, we love them. Yeah. So we're going to talk about the new music video. But Charity was just so excited over the moon. She's like, oh my God, Hwasa's comeback. Oh my God. I'm like, yeah. I got you. We're doing it. So,
too funny.
But I get it. And you're right. And this is one that you turned me on to. I get it.
Actually, Emily's always turning me down the rabbit hole on someone. So this is the first.
Girl, I'm the A&R girl over here. He's like, okay, this is the group and this is why. And I pushed them on all my friends. Yeah, no, but you're right. Like, she's dope. And I thought it was great. So congrats to Hwasa. I'm excited to see what else she does. I'm excited to see if there's more music videos. Like, it's dope. So let's keep with the girl theme.
Yes.
Let's keep going. Girl power. Blackpink, Blinks had a massive freaking comeback this week.
Oh my God. Like, they've been eating forever.
Massive comeback. They broke so many records. I mean, the Blink fandom is really up there. Like, I see on Twitter, I see on Stan Twitter, Blinks and ARMYs getting fights all the time. And I think they're up there with ARMY as far as passion and power.
Like,
meaning they will fight to the death and they will get that song to number one and they will break the YouTube records. I'm very impressed by the fandom of Blackpink. Blinks really go all out and nothing but love and respect. So I'm excited for all of you guys. It was a huge week. How you like that? New song, new music video. Yeah. Okay. What'd you think?
I thought it was really fun. I have not been down a big Blackpink rabbit hole. So I hadn't picked a bias yet. But anytime I watch anything, Lisa always jumps out at me. So I definitely have to say Lisa's my bias. I loved her. I don't know if she had a wig on, if it was her hair, the bangs and the bob. I love
the red.
Loved her hair. I loved her outfit, the fur. Yeah. I love how she raps. Oh my gosh. I've never heard a girl rap like that in K-pop. It's amazing. Yeah. She's so good.
I was like, you've never heard a girl rap like that. I get you. In K-pop. I completely agree. Her style is really similar to Western rappers.
Yeah.
She's got the cadence and the rhythm. It's very different. And there's just something with Lisa. She brings kind of a spunk and a joy that stands out. I agree. Like, went down a little bit of a Blackpink rabbit hole in like 2017, 2018, just because I saw all the blinks on Twitter and was like, okay, what's this group about? And she's always been like, okay, cool. Like, this girl stands out. I thought the song, the verses really reminded me of like late 90s, early 2000 dance music, that the vocal effects. It's like, I don't know if it was Cascade or like, it really reminded me of these songs, late 90s, early 2000, kind of pre-EDM, that type. The verses made me a little nostalgic. And I think this song, the vibe is more Western than a lot of K-pop.
Yeah. No, I thought it was fun.
It's like slower, kind of slower beat, very hip hop, very how you like that. Look at me, now look at you. Look at me. Look at,
I was brushing my teeth last night, and that was in my head.
It's like, bitchy girl, look at you, now look at me. How you like that? Like, they kind of came for blood. I like, there was one lyric that was like, you should have ended me when you had the chance. And I was like, ooh.
Speaking our language over here.
Yes. Right? Yeah. I'm like, okay, yes. Yes, I'm here for all of this. And then what else? The video is, it was very pretty. I mean, I think the visuals, they spent money on this video. They were all in so many different outfits, and the lighting and the set design, it was stunning. I thought it kind of reminded me of some of their other stuff though. I would love, and this is just me playing devil's advocate, but I would love to see Blackpink do something really different. I feel like I've seen and heard, like, the song reminded me so much of Kill This Love. Just for my selfish reasons, I would just love to see them come out with visuals that were completely different, different colors, different rhythm of the song, different vibe, because I feel like they've kind of fallen into a rabbit hole of this, you know, this like tough, strong, little, you know, girl power, bitchy, this whole vibe, and it works. It clearly works. Yeah. No shade at all. I just, for shits and giggles, for fun, would love to see something completely different.
Do they do like, the girl do girly groups? Like Blackpink, have they, I mean, I know girl groups do solos, but have they done any solos?
Yeah.
They have.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Jenny is like a big solo star. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, no, they definitely have. But it just all kind of, to me, I'm attracted to groups that bring different varieties. So I'm interested to hear their album because I'm hoping there's something on there that's a little bit different. I just want like a different color. I just want something a little bit different. Give me a girly ballad. Give me, you know, give me like a little, give me a few different notes, because I think when everything is so one note, like bitchy girl, it loses its power, because like, and I think if this would have come out after a mid-tempo kind of pure pop song, it would be like, holy crap. But because like Kill This Love was so aggressive.
Similar, yeah.
Yes. I just felt like it was a little bit too similar. No shade. It's a great song. It's a massively successful comeback and they killed it. But I just find myself, I just want to see what else Blackpink can do. And I think they should at this level.
So long. Yeah, they
exactly.
The fans have waited so long.
Exactly. And they're at the level. I mean, they're massive. They're really a huge group. They're huge everywhere.
They're on so Jimmy Fallon for crying out loud.
At the level they're at, they like, let's get some other stuff. Give us some other stuff. I just want to expand your catalog for longevity. That's my advice. Let's just expand it. Put some other stuff in there because it doesn't showcase everything they can do. You know, I feel like it's
if this is, and again, me playing devil's advocate back, if this is a product of, because they know this is successful and there have been a lot of issues with their label, as everyone knows, all over the news, that it was more of, this is a definite, people will consume this. We know that this is what Blink's like.
It's safe.
It's safe. And I think because they haven't had a comeback in a while, I think it's the label trying to be safe.
Yeah.
More so than maybe.
Great point.
Yeah.
Great
because
point.
Because just been a lot. There's been a lot going on. We don't have to get into details.
Yeah. But YG is a mess.
Yeah. They're a mess.
YG is a mess. Blink's
and I think that this is probably, they needed to do something. They know this is safe. It'll be massive.
Yep.
And
keep
maybe
the cash cow going.
Yeah. Keep the cash cow going. And then once they, you know, get things a little more calmed down over there in that label, maybe then they can do a little more experiment.
I kind of wish they were on another. That's such a good point, because I think you're right. I wish they were on another label. I know blanks feel me when I say that. I've seen so many of like, oh, they deserve better.
SM.
Go to JYP. Go to, yes. Yes. Go to SM. Like, yeah. Go to Big Hit. Right? But like, it just, I just wish, what I will say to that, because I think you're exactly right. This is a safe cash cow. Yeah. It works. They look awesome. They're badass females. They're gorgeous. The song is catchy and memorable. Yeah. We're only splitting hairs because this is one of the most successful K-pop groups out. Give the fans more credit. They don't need the same stuff. I kind of liken it to like Lady Gaga. I think Blackpink strikes with a lot of similar fans. You know, they did Sour Candy with her, which was fantastic. That felt different. But like Lady Gaga's fans will stick with her through all of it. I mean, they're with her through Joanne and they're with her through the more poppy stuff, all of it. Give your fans more credit. They're loyal. Blinks are loyal and will stick with Blackpink. So like, let the girls do some stuff. Let's like mix it up. Let's mix up all of it. I think it would just be so refreshing for everyone, because the same formula can only work for so long before it becomes stale. And you don't want to become stale, especially when you have the talent and the looks. Girl, I will say they were skinny. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm like, give me your diet plan, please.
Blackpink makes me feel fat. Like, they called me fat. When I watched that video, I was like, really? I've been working out. I've been eating healthy. And oh my God, I will never. My stomach will never look like that. Like, I'm sure everyone's jealous of them. They probably get a lot of hate. The guys get a lot of hate. I'm sure those girls get so much hate. Because they're really, really pretty. And they've...
I think Lisa's so pretty. She's so, so pretty.
I think they're all pretty. When I started watching more of their stuff, I actually really like Rose as well.
Yeah.
I think Rose is very nice. She's got great personality. I like her. And these girls are allowed to have their own Instagrams. You can follow their Instas. Oh, awesome. They post all the time. And they come off... Maybe that's another reason I just want something else. They come off like multidimensional females.
Yeah.
You know, they're sweet and they're fun. And they're, but in their music videos and in their songs, it's very much just one aspect. So it's like, let's see them like do a sappy love song. Let's see them with broken hearts. Let's see them do a pure pop song that's mid-tempo. Like, I just want to see their personalities off stage are way more engaging to me, and I'm interested in them. And I just want to see more of their personalities.
I think honestly, it's more of the labels doing than anything. Which
100%.
Is
oh my God, 100%. Like 100%. Like you said,
to catapult after Coachella, and they did them so wrong. It's just, it's ridiculous.
They did them dirty.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
I think that this comeback, like, they didn't need to do anything. They stuck with the formula and it worked. I'm so interested to hear the rest of the songs.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the album. I can't wait to hear the rest of the songs, because they could have done this song as the first single, to the safe option. It's going to work. It's going to be powerful. And then maybe the album's full of a lot of really different, interesting stuff too. Like, maybe we'll be pleasantly surprised. I just think there's a lot of talent there. Let's like let them do their own thing. Give them a little bit of freedom, please.
What's the deal? I don't know enough about how the politics work there and the different labels. When a group signs with a certain label, is there any freedom for them once that contract is over to go to a different label? Or it's like they own everything about that group, the name, the look, everything. And then if they leave, they have to leave that group and go do something different.
Yeah, I think the last thing you said, they don't have the freedom that a lot of American artists have. You sign a contract. And as far as I know, the label owns the masters. It owns the name. It owns everything.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're kind of stuck, because I feel bad for Blackpink. I think that they would have left a long time ago. And, you know, again, we're splitting hairs. Like, I don't want to be too critical, because obviously it's not their fault, but I just feel like their label could do so much better for them. And who knows where they'd be, because they're already massive. They just broke like 5 Guinness records with this song. It's not like the song or this album's like, the music video is a flop. It's amazing. But we're just splitting hairs because from our background, we can kind of see where they are and where they could go.
Yeah.
And it'd be YG, nice to see them go somewhere else.
We're available for hire.
YG, we know you listen. We'd be happy to come in and help out because those girls deserve a lot.
Yeah.
And we see artistically where they could go would be so different and so cool. This works for them and it'll continue working, I think, for a long time. Shout out to Blinks, the most loyal fandom. They kill it. They're so passionate. But like, trust the Blinks. Trust Blinks. Yeah. Trust the fans and trust your artist. I have a feeling Blackpink can do a lot more than they've been given.
Yeah, for sure.
Let them do it. So we'll see what the album's like. I mean, music video is really cool. The dance breakdown at the end was very reminiscent to me of On in BTS. They had that U shape of all the dancers. The drum beat came on. They had them kind of walking through people, like when Jungkook walks through and does his breakdown. It reminded me a lot of the On video. I was like, okay, interesting. So Blackpink, shout out to Blackpink. Good luck with the album. I'm sure it'll break every record. I'm sure it'll be number one.
We'll be talking about it when it's released.
We'll be talking about it. And it's going to be number one all over the world. And I just can't wait to hear it. I'm a greedy, selfish fan that wants all of this stuff. But no matter what they give us, we're going to love it.
Yeah.
Like, they're badasses. Congratulations to Blinks and Blackpink. That was awesome. And now we have the most fun quiz. We have so much other stuff to talk about. But as you know, I always say we're like 5-year-olds. We like to take fun quizzes. So we find a quiz every week that goes with what we're talking about. And this week, our quiz is, it's time to find out which combination of a member from Blackpink and Mamamoo you are. How perfect.
Amazing.
So let's get it going. Everyone at home, please play along with us. The link to this quiz, it's a BuzzFeed quiz, will be posted under the description. We'll also post it on our Twitter feed, NYC K-pop Queens. Please follow us, interact. We'd love to talk to you. Let's get this quiz going. Let's find out who Charity and I are. Charity, who's your Blackpink bias?
Lisa.
I'm going to pick Rose just for fun so we don't get the same result because she's like, I don't have a total bias. I like both of those girls, so I'll pick Rose.
Who is your Mamamoo bias?
Solar.
Really?
Yeah, I like her. She's my favorite.
Okay.
We know who yours is.
We do. Hwasa.
What if you were like, no, it's not. Okay. Pick a boy group.
BTS.
Oh, wait. Should we be telling everybody the – you know what? We're not telling everybody the options.
Yeah. Well, I think everyone – well, maybe they don't know the – Black, I'm sure they know the members.
They probably know the members. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Pick a boy group. It's BTS, EXO, ATEEZ, or GOT7.
BTS.
I picked BTS too, although I like all the options.
Pick a girl group. Blackpink, Mamamoo, CLC, or Twice?
Twice.
Picked Mamamoo, obvi.
Okay. Pick a color. Blue, pink, purple, or green?
I'm going to pick green because it's my favorite color.
I picked green as well. My favorite color is black, but it wasn't
that was not
there.
A choice.
I like green. It's fine.
Pick a Blackpink song. Do, do, do. Did I say that right? Do, 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 do.
Hit you with that do, do, do.
As if it's your love.
Do, 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 do. Blackpink.
Okay. Kill This Love. Mm-hmm. Or Boombaya.
As if it's your last.
Okay, I'm going to pick Boombaya.
Okay. Pick a Mamamoo song. Egotistic, Decalamani. How do you say that, Charity?
Decalamani?
Decalamani. Sorry, everyone. Hip
Sorry.
Or Go-Go Bebe. Sorry.
Egotistic.
That's my favorite. That's such a good song.
It was between that and Go-Go Bebe, but I picked Egotistic.
Yeah. Egotistic's the best. Okay.
Pick an album. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. Pick an animal. I can't read. I'm like,
it's okay, Charity. You're not an idiot. Pick an album.
Pick an animal. Oh my gosh. This is what day I don't even know 4 months of quarantine does to you guys. Sorry. A dog, cat, dolphin, or turtle?
A dog. If you had to collab with someone, who would it be? EXO, BTS, I think that's GOT7, ATEEZ, Big Bang, Girls' Generation, Sister, Twice, CLC, or Red Velvet?
BTS.
I also picked BTS, but to be honest, if I could collab with anyone right now, it would be Stray Kids. Seriously. Okay, and now our results. Charity, who are you?
I got Jisoo and Weenin.
Wow.
Weenin? Did I say it right? Weenin. Yes.
I don't know. I got Rose and Moonbile.
How oh, nice.
Moonbile. And so again, that's pretty fun.
Again.
No description, but.
Again, BuzzFeed. I'm just saying. I have noticed a trend here. Whenever there's a quiz about a guy group, there's always a description. 150% always. Yeah. Whenever it's a girl group, there's no description.
And the descriptions too. We're talking about the descriptions and the answer.
Yeah.
The like description and the answer.
What does it mean to Jisoo and Wien? Like last week.
Last week. Our answers were so perfect. The descriptions were like a whole paragraph, like you put on a tough exterior, but secretly, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
The girl groups, they just give you a picture.
They give you a picture and an A. That's it. Best feet. We know you listen. Step it
up. Yeah. Well, obviously. Step it up. Let's get some equality with our K-pop quizzes.
Thank you. Tell me what it means. Right. Please.
All right.
My PSA.
Yeah. Great. Well, I mean, I think you could like go look up who they are and their personalities and figure it out.
I don't have to do it with the guy groups. The guy groups that give me an answer.
Well,
just saying, they're going to be biased and not in a good way.
Not in our biased way. But that quiz was super fun. I'm excited. I don't know that much about, I know about Rose, but I don't know about Moonbull. So I'll look her up. I'll see if I'm like her. But everyone take the quiz with us. Let us know who you got on Twitter. Oh, again, I'll post it on Twitter. But yeah, girl power. Shout out again. Hwasa, Blackpink. Blackpink in your area. we're excited for you. And yeah, it's nice to see women kicking ass and always topping the charts. And yeah, super excited. Way to go. All right, we're going to move on to some of our favorite boys.
Yes.
BTS. So last week we talked about the Stay Gold video where they performed because we weren't sure. BTS just loves to surprise people.
Always.
We weren't sure if they were doing a music video or just something like that. So I think us, as well as a lot of ARMY, thought that was the video. Well, they bamboozled us. That was not the video. And like the day after our podcast was released, the music video came out. So apologies for saying we reviewed it last week. We did not. We reviewed the performance video. This week, we're reviewing the music video, which coincidentally was released on the same day as Blackpink's, which I thought was like, okay, this rivalry isn't made up. The labels do go at each other because like they could have released it anytime. Yeah, everyone knew Blackpink's comeback date was that. All right. So we've talked about Stay Gold, the song, the performance video. This music video is by far my favorite. It made me like the song more.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, Charity? Let's get into
it. So what I loved is I feel like all the music videos since the Love Yourself series have not really gone into the storyline whatsoever.
Yeah, not at all.
So this.
We lost our story.
Yeah, this. I feel like there were so many relations to fake love.
Yeah.
In so many ways. So many ways.
There were so many callbacks.
Yeah.
I thought they actually did. It's like Fake Love and Spring Day.
Yeah.
I thought that the whole thing tied back to those two music videos. And I agree with you. It was so refreshing to see them get back to that. Because we talked about why we fell for them and why we're so passionate about BTS. The storylines through their music videos were so beautiful. So I thought that was, I right away, I was like, ooh, JK's in a dark room looking out the window, sad.
JK's in a hallway. Mm. It was almost exactly like Fake Love.
Right? Suga in that burned room.
Yes. Oh,
was there a fire? Did somebody light their room on fire and kill themselves? Perfect. Right. Interesting. Tay was burning books like he was in a library.
Yep, lighting stuff on fire.
JK was in a sewer at one point. So that was very fake love, the water, the whole, all that stuff. Jimin
was, I think it was the same. And JK was like kind of curled up against the wall. It was kind of just like that Niju video.
Don't break my heart. Yeah, like it went back. Did you see Jimin on the depression bus? He was probably going to the mental hospital.
Right. No, it was crazy. And then Jimin was locked up.
Yep. And J-Hope was in like a depressing childhood home. Like, remember how his mom left him and all that stuff? I mean, it all felt really like a strong callback to that universe.
Yeah.
Which I think was such, I mean, oh, so great for all of us.
June like led them out of into the light. Like he's kind of guided them the whole way. I know.
Let's talk about all of that because my impression of the video and the song, you know, the whole song's like stay gold, things will get better. I feel like the song is about, maybe not the song, the music video. Things are crappy and you daydream about better times and you daydream about the future being better.
Yep.
I feel like that's what the music video was. I don't feel like it's a happy ending. I feel like it was a daydream or a dream for all of them. It just felt so strong that like things were bad. And then the gold starts glittering around them.
Yeah.
And they are out of their bad situation and in this freaking utopia. And before that, they're all having this daydream that to me felt very dreamlike when they're outside playing catch, playing Jenga, reading a book, Namjoon's with a golden retriever. It just felt like the imagery. So shout out to the director, editor, cinematographer. It felt very dreamlike.
Yeah.
I feel like this isn't real. This is a happy dream, which then feels devastating because it's like, but so things are really bad and they're just daydreaming about what they used to have or what like could, what they wish they had. And they miss their friends, you know, in that universe, they were all separated and had to come back together. So it really just struck a chord. I was like, oh, ouch.
Basically what we've been living through.
Yes, totally. I think it was so timely for what everyone's been living through because I think depending on where you live, but for us in New York City, it's been a really tough time. We're not, things won't be back to normal here for a really, really long time. Things aren't great in the city. There's a lot going on that's not great. So we really are kind of locked in our apartments most of the time and daydreaming about what we used to do.
Yeah.
And like daydreaming about the future and just wishing things were better, wishing they were different. It just feels very timely and very bittersweet. Like, did you get the same vibe?
I feel like they, you know, kind of did a double thing where they gave us a throwback to old videos.
Yeah.
But also like a double meaning, like the old, even though it was like dark and dingy and whatever, but the old videos are associated with the old time of when they were making all that stuff and they were on tour and they were doing all the fun stuff.
Yeah. Oh my
so
God.
So it's kind of like a double, all these layers, all the layers in the video.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, then at the end, so there's that whole like daydream sequence where that clearly felt like a dream. Then there's the gold that surrounds them and they're the following Namjoon. Oh, and they followed Namjoon into this like heaven. It's like heaven.
Yeah.
It's heaven. It reminded me What Dreams May Come, that movie with Robin Williams. Sorry, no one's privacy, but it reminded me of it's like heaven. And the center of it was a cherry blossom tree, like spring day.
Yeah.
And I just felt like, oh yeah. And like in spring day, there's like a lyric that says, "The morning will come again. No darkness, no season is eternal." Such a message. It's such a message and such a message like by the tree. And it was just such a message of hope when the world really needs it. So once again, BTS is coming through with a relatable, beautiful, bittersweet, yet hopeful music video and message. And I think Spring Day always had that. Spring Day always gets to me because it's such a bittersweet, sad song. You know, it's really the death of someone and the missing somebody. But there's that like, but nothing's eternal. We'll see each other again someday. You know, the sun comes up every morning, no matter what's going on in the world. And there's always like that little reminder of like, okay, yeah, life moves on, life goes on. And we all have to hope that life will go on in a positive way from this. Let's hope and cling to that cherry blossom tree and the purple field. And they all looked so happy. No. Great actors. BTS, yeah. They've always been great actors. Like the I Need You video, Run video. These boys give them Oscars. Where are their Oscars? They're serving the acting.
I loved when they gave us the video for the game, when they were in the different scenarios, like Namjoon was chasing someone and Yoongi was there.
Yes. The teaser for cell phone.
I feel like it was like a movie.
Yeah. Like they seriously, they're such good actors. Tae is an actor. He's been in a K-drama. He's phenomenal. But JK too, there's a moment in the video where JK goes, and like exhales. And he says, wow, you can see his mouth say that. And it's just like, it's so genuine. And it is that exhale after all the chaos to be in a purple field and just be able to breathe. I'm waiting for that moment. Things have been so rough where Charity and I are. I think we're excited for that moment. And this video reminded me that that moment will come. We will have an exhale. We will have a things are better. The world is okay. Thank you, BTS, for the love and the reminder, because we desperately needed it. And I'm sure we're not the only ones.
Yeah.
It feels that way sometimes, but I know everyone's world has been turned upside down. And there's a lot of people that can't go back to college. There's a lot of people who have to move home because they lost their job and can't afford their rent.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. There's people that can't pay their bills because they don't have a job. So in this time, I think more than ever, you turn to comfort and you turn to art. You turn to binge watching TV shows. And for me, I turn to K-pop. Yep, it's my release and my favorite hobby and the thing that brings me the most joy in the world. I'm so grateful that all of our favorites have put out so much content during this time.
It's been
because that would just
so helpful.
Imagine to have if it there to look wasn't. Forward to.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. We've had concerts to look forward to, comebacks, so much stuff. I mean, just shout out to all of the K-pop labels for doing this, because over here, people aren't releasing albums. A lot of people put them off and then they realize, okay, this is going to go on longer than I thought. I'll release my album. But we're getting fed by K-pop and we appreciate it so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We need this. Love you, BTS. Loved the video. Loved it. It was just so perfect. I think it's their best. I don't know if charting's the word. It has the most views of any of their Japanese releases by far. It did really, really well. So I'm not surprised, because they hit that nostalgic thing with all of us ARMY who have been with them for years now.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I wanted a callback to that world. I was so devastated that it's over. I don't want it to be over. I want the storyline to continue. Because it was such a beautiful story. I wish it would continue, and maybe, or just give us a new one that still ties into it. Go into another.
It's got to be a way.
You just do an alternate universe, just do the alternate universe that's still tied to that one and start a different, world. It's time travel and stuff. Yeah. There's no
alternate universes.
There's no rules. It's time travel.
Yeah.
Just do that. God, remember that game? That game was stressful.
I know. I mean, shout out to anyone. Has anyone actually beat it? I couldn't. I don't was know. Like, I, can't.
I gave up. Way too involved. I think we all gave up.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, BTS had a game. It was on your phone.
BTS
and
World.
You were their manager, and you led them through pre-debut and all this stuff. And it was a lot. And the funniest part was I used to love going on Twitter and see everyone have the same complaints. Yeah. They're like, why is Suga so mean? He's so demanding. I can't do anything right. It was very, it was a challenging game. But yeah, I gave up too. I played it. I don't know. I don't know how long I played. I feel like I played it for a while.
Yeah, you played it longer than I did.
I would have to wait for the hearts to refill and all of that stuff. And it's just it was exhausting.
I can't. This is way too involved. I don't have the patience. with the when he was creating his outfit, he did the okay. I can't. I'm not like a JK where I.
Oh, the run.
Yeah, the run outfit. Yeah, when JK very skillfully and tediously cut out the shirt, I'm like, you know what? I'm like a Namjoon.
No, you are. I would do the JK. I'm not as neat as JK, but artistically, I get really in the zone when I do anything, and I just like to put my head down and do it. And especially if it has to do with colors and art and stuff, No, I'm like so into it. Like I made this bracelet today. That's what.
Oh, you made that?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, guys, we're on FaceTime, so I can see Emily. That's why.
Yes. And eventually we're going to have, this will be on YouTube, so you can see our faces.
That's this episode, but eventually they will be.
No, eventually they will be on YouTube. You'll see our faces. We're going to do reaction videos and the whole thing. So if you like our personalities, hopefully you like our faces. hopefully you're not like, ew, gross. I hate these bitches. I'm never listening to them again. and you'll get to see them. Yeah, and in moments like that, sorry, listeners, I didn't mean to leave you out, but I made a little bracelet today.
You're like, Hope makes them now too. And weren't they in the video? The guys were wearing bracelets in the video.
Yep.
So cute.
So cute. Love so endearing.
Them. Yeah.
So shout out to BTS. Love you.
We love you forever and ever.
Always. I purple you. Oh, and big, big freaking news. On Twitter today, I don't know why I'm angry. I'm just excited. Sorry, everyone. I'm not angry at all. I'm just like excited. I just remembered this and I'm like, holy crap. Okay. So Tay tweeted today and it was a preview of a song off of his first mixtape. I think it's called like Kim Taeyong 1 or something. I forget what the title is. But it's going to be a huge deal. I think we've all been waiting. I want to hear a mixtape from Tay. I want to hear a mixtape from JK. But yeah, Tay's comes out. I saw someone say it was coming out tomorrow, but I haven't verified that. So next week, we will most likely have a mixtape from Tay from BTS. Whew, that's going to be exciting. I don't know if I can handle it. I'm going to die. Because as you all know, I've gone back and forth with my biases in BTS. I was so loyal to JK. And then something happened after all the concerts where I just decided I was in love with Tay.
I was shocked.
I'll tell you. Well, here's what happened. Singularity. Yeah. Anyone who's seen it in person at the concert. No. Like, I don't know how people survive that. I don't know how you stay loyal to someone when Tay's up there on a bed.
I know.
Nope.
Tay was my original record before I got down the rabbit hole. And then it turned to Suga, and I have stayed with Suga.
I went back to Tay.
Tay was my immediate, visually, he was my wrecker. But then I just, you use personality so much. So
Tay is stunning. And I actually went back to Tay.
Yeah, Suga
was my wrecker. And then I went back to Tay. I was like, I actually really like Tay. And then Tay was my bias for a short period of time. Shocker. We don't need to talk about it.
Yeah. I was loyal to JK. No.
Yeah, Charity got so mad at me. I was like, whatever. And I'm loyal to Jungkook now. We're back together. Everything's fine. But I have a feeling next week Tay will tempt me and break my heart.
I have a feeling he will.
Because it's going to be – here's the thing with Tay. I feel like Tay is a very vulnerable person.
Yeah.
And it's going to be vulnerable and depressing and then also sexy. And it's like – if you do those type of songs, you're coming for me. And I think he is. So I'm a little scared, but I'm ready. This weekend, hopefully it could be a Tay weekend, you know? So we'll see. I don't know. I can't make any promises to JK.
Stay tuned.
Next week, my BTS bias may change. I don't know. I'm sorry in advance, Jungkook, but Tay, oof. So yeah. BTS, awesome. Speaking of BTS, I don't know if everyone saw it, but any of the T's fans listening, shout out Antony. Is that what they call each other? Atini? I don't know how to pronounce it because I just read it on Twitter all day long. Same. But they covered EXO and they covered BTS.
I love
that. So that was really cool. It was so cool. And it's like, shout out, they're ending fan wars. They're covering both and showing how great both are. A tease is here to save the day. They did On, and I thought it was really, really cool. What I liked about it, the remix of the song was a nice touch because I felt like it gave them, they went into a lower register, lower key.
Yeah, for sure.
And it worked for them. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, I like that they do covers. I think that's cool that they do that.
Yeah, these younger groups do that. And we've been in the fandoms long enough that it's like the younger groups look up to BTS, which is crazy to me when I see Stray Kids talking about BTS and I'm like, they're doing all these covers. It's so cute. So I thought On was really cool and Growl was sexy and cool. They've done Growl before, but this time they did it during KCON. The suits were cool. Like, Growl's a sexy, cool song. EXO just has, I think it's really neat. It's neat to watch them back to back because EXO and BTS are so opposite in my head.
So opposite.
Right? The songs, the energy, the look, the vibe. Yep. Both groups, to me, couldn't be more different. But I love them both. I really genuinely do. And I know the fandoms didn't get along and I'm old. I'm not here for fandom wars. Right. Like,
Has time? I mean, again, BTS is what brought us into all of this, but
for sure,
I can't even fit on my Twitter, like, little description everyone that I stan now because there's so many groups. Same. It would just be like never ending paragraph.
And so many groups I love. Like, you can love BTS and then still love EXO.
Does it mean you love them less? There's enough love for everyone. It's not, you don't have to like love one and hate everyone else. You can love everyone. Yeah. And that's also what love BTS teaches. Like, don't be a hypocrite. BTS doesn't teach us to hate people. They teach us to love ourselves, which means love everyone. Don't think that.
They're not about bullying and being aggressive. BTS is such a like loving group.
Yeah.
They don't need their fans to get in fights on Twitter. Like, ARMY, come on. ARMY, like, let's stay above the line. We're so much better than that. Take the high road. When I see that stuff, I'm like, if you're in the fandom of the biggest group in the world, why waste time tearing down someone from a group that's been around 2 years? Whose success isn't even close. That's what I don't get. I mean, the Blinks and back in the day, the EXO fans, they were all the same level. So like, I guess, you know, whatever, they had fan wars. But now I see so much ARMY stuff on Twitter where they're just like really going after groups and younger members and other people who they have nothing to do with you. If you don't like that guy, if you think he's the worst rapper in the world and he's a joke, okay, why put that energy out in the universe, let alone put it in writing on Twitter? I think there's kind of some stuff there that's like, that's luckily a small number of ARMY. I think most of us still try to convey BTS's message, you know, of unity and love and being inclusive. But I see that sometimes it makes me so mad. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, like, for sure. No. We are above it.
We're not going to do that. No. The New York City K-pop queens, we are not going to do that. And what you're not going to do is talk negatively about other people to us. We're not going to do it. If you don't like Blackpink, cool. We're still going to talk about them.
Yeah.
Like, there's none of that with us. Again, we're grown. We're not going to get into fan wars. And I always thought the EXO BTS one was... It was intense and we weren't there in like, 2013? Yeah. So we weren't there. So I can't speak for anything that happened. But now, no, there's no war. ATEEZ did ON and Growl and they killed it and showed how diverse the music is. Like, I thought it was really cool. I will say, so we're going to talk about ATEEZ a lot, probably this month. Crap, it's already July because their comeback is this month. And they came to the recording with their like, you can tell they're ready for comeback because they all had different hair. And oh my God. First of all,
I have a few ATEEZ songs on my playlist. I really like them.
Oh, they're great. That Wonderland song, like they're.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What got me into them was their performance. I forget what award show it was, but White Suits. And I think they did Wonderland.
We watched it when we were trying to pick our bias.
Yes. And Mingmi, the redhead, comes out shirtless and just,
I remember that.
I will never forget that performance. Like, I literally was like, who the F is that? Wow. Because they just came out with such a different energy from some of the other younger groups that had performed that night. They really were like aggressive and in your face, and you had to take notice.
Yeah. The concert sold out. They were going to play at the Prudential in New Jersey, which is
in and we didn't get tickets.
Yeah, because it sold out so quick. That shows how people are excited for them.
They're awesome. I love them. But yeah, I thought Mingmi looked really cool. Total grown man vibes. He has like a Flock of Seagulls haircut right now, if you know who they are. But I will tell you, my bias, surprise, surprise, Emily's bias might change. Because Mingnae was my bias and Wooyoung is my wrecker. But Wooyoung with that black hair, oh my God. I am telling you, he looks like a 90s grunge boy in the best possible way. He looks like Brandon Lee from The Crow. Which is such an obscure movie. Most of our young listeners have no clue what I'm talking about right now, but this was a movie that was really popular in the 90s and the guy like died and there was all this stuff around it, but we don't have to get into that. But he was hot. And like, honestly, when I saw them getting out of the car and I saw pictures on Twitter before I saw any of the performances, I was like, who is that? Who is that with that hair? I am snatched. So I can't wait for the comeback. It's going to be so fun. But I thought they were awesome. This was like really fun to see them perform. I haven't seen them for a little bit. And it was a great kind of teaser of like, oh yeah, a tease is great. I can't wait for this comeback.
I love, there's so many comebacks every week. It's so exciting.
Girl, we get fed as K-pop stans and I will never complain.
Right? We will never starve.
So now we're going to get into another music video. I'm very excited about this one. As you know, my new favorite group, Stray Kids. Their album came out last week. We talked about them forever. I have continued to do nothing but watch Stray Kids music videos. I feel like everything I said last week was probably dumb because I've learned so much more now that I'm like, oh.
Yeah, Emily gave me a lesson. She gave me a lesson plan and I have been pulled in well.
I did. I totally did. I saw Charity like 20 videos and I'm like, watch this one to get to know. Here's one to get to know their personalities. Here's one on why Chan is the best leader. Here's one about Felix's abs.
I watched
here's
that one.
Here's one about Lino's cats. Let's learn about Lino's cats. Like, you guys, we are working our butts off to come up the curve on Stray Kids because I'm just so obsessed with what they do. I think we were talking about variety and kind of different colors in an album and Go Live, and it is Go Live, by the way.
Oh,
remember how
live.
I thought it was Go? And then you were like, crap, did I mess up? Is it Go Live? Because that would make more sense.
Yeah.
I heard them talking about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
At first I said go live. And then this week I was like, oh, Emily, I think I really messed up. I said Go Live and I think it might be Go Live.
No.
It was Go Live.
You were right. I was like, no, it's just called Go. Oh, God. That feels like that was a lifetime ago because I have come up the curve. Days. I am up the curve and I'm getting better. Sorry about that. That was so dumb of me.
Live and learn. Ugh.
Live and learn. But I'm still listening to that album every single day. I think it's the most exciting album of the year for me. And there's been, huge K-pop albums so have come out this year. BTS, a lot.
Yeah.
But I think like their album has so many different colors, so many different vibes, so many different genres. And I think it works because it's authentic. It doesn't feel like they're just throwing things to the wall to see what sticks.
No.
And they said like this album was very different from their previous stuff because the previous stuff all had a theme to fit into a storyline. So they worked the album around that. Yeah. This one, they just sat down and wrote together and whatever came out, they did. And I was like, that's really cool. And you can tell. I think you can tell when you listen to it. So last week was a comeback. We get this awesome music video. And then a week later, they released another music video.
They look so good.
I think the Blueprint song, I just absolutely love.
Yeah, we talked about it last week. That was one of my favorites.
It's one of my favorites. I think it's just so good. It's just like pure pop. It reminds me of like a Backstreet Boys song in the best possible way. It's so happy. It's happy pop music. And the music video just felt that way too. It's like, they're on the beach and it's beautiful and it's fun and it's happy and it's just like refreshing. I think it's refreshing. You know, a lot of the other stuff we watched this week was heavier or darker. Then I turned this one on and I'm like, yes, it's just an uplifting good mood song. And I thought they all looked amazing in the video.
Oh my God, Felix looks so good. Oh my gosh.
You do love Felix.
I do. I really do. Oh my. And whenever he has his voice, I know I say this all the time and I think I'll always talk about it. I love his voice so much.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, his voice stands out. Like I watch a lot of reaction videos and there was one that was a compilation of people reacting to his voice. People who have never watched Stray Kids and everyone. And I did the same thing. I was like, wait, right? What?
I know.
Who is this guy? And his voice doesn't match his face. And this makes no sense. And I love it. There's so much about them that I absolutely adore. And the more I've watched, the more I love them. And it reminds me of when I found BTS.
Yeah.
And I just, you fall in love with their personalities. And there's so many groups that we talk about and review and enjoy and pick biases and they're likable. But this is the only one that's really sucked me in like BTS did. I just, the music is so different. Their personalities are so likable. And they're fun to watch. Like, we've been watching Finding Stray Kids, Finding XKZ. They're fun to watch. I love it. I look forward to it. I'm like, new episode today. Let's go. And they just come off like wild boys, which
they're
I love.
So funny. They get so, one, they get really competitive. And two, their reactions to things is so funny. Like, in the episode last week when they had to scan your face to figure out how old you were, like the app would tell you how old you were. My boyfriend laughed so hard. Everyone got like 15, 17, 21. And then
Chan got 43. That is so depressing. That I felt bad for him. I feel like he like tried to look cool and the other guys did little kid poses. Yeah. I wanted to be like, no, pose like smile and like do one of those Iago things.
Then he did it and then he got 37.
Poor Chan. I mean, I will be honest. I did think he was older than he is. So, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing. He looks like really manly and mature.
I love those kinds of those reality shows that they do where they're in competition and running around. And
oh my God. And they get so physical. Like the next episode, and I love the whole thing where they're becoming gods of all this crazy, weird stuff. And I liked it when they had to do all the dances from like JYP. That was so fun. And for us, that was a really good lesson because we're not as familiar. I think I've gone down the SM rabbit hole quite a bit. But like JYP, I'm not as familiar. I know Twice is on JYP.
I know. I didn't know that 2PM came from JYP. And what gave us this other artist that we love and saw in concert was Jay Park that Emily trying to be onto it. He came from 2PM. And oh my God, he's so good in concert. Oh my gosh.
And I got into him by watching, I think it was like Sway. It's a hip hop show and people come on and they do interviews and freestyle. And he did a freestyle in Sway that was so impressive. I was like, who is this? Obsessed.
It was a good concert.
My theme song a couple years ago was this like Soju song. Two summers ago, I drank too much Soju
song,
multiple times. Surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise.
I remember I found it. I was like, Emily, this is an old song. She's like,
have you heard this song? I was like, yes.
Yes. Go check it out, guys. You'll thank me later.
His concert was so fun. It was great. We had such a fun time, such a good vibe.
Yeah, but I was like, wow, he came from 2PM.
Oh, and like the choreography for that 2PM song, so hot. Yeah, I love it. And then
that song.
Then I found out that Chan did a cover of it.
Oh yeah, Emily. I was wanting to send over an ambulance friendly last night after I knew she watched it.
Like what the heck? Oh my God, I'm so dead. What?
I know.
Every once in a while, I'll be like, oh, he's so nerdy and sweet. And then he does stuff like that. Like, Chan, like, really, you hear K-pop fans talk about, like, duality. Like, he shocks me sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm so snatched by Stray Kids. and, like, in next week's episode, well, it started today. They get physical, like, fighting for a sandal. But next week they're going to be on, like, bouncy balls and it's going to get even more physical. I love that show so much. They're so fun to watch. And it's really fun being a new fan, a new stay, watching all of it and getting to know their personalities more. Because I'm like liking them more and more. And you get to know people's quirks and people's kind of who's friends with who. It's just really fun to see more about them. I'm here for it. I love them. Oh my God. And again, all I do is watch this stuff. So I found another video last night that was Hyunjin.
Hyunjin. Yeah.
Hyunjin. He has like a whole channel dance practice, kind of like Chan does Chan's room. He does one that's just like Hyunjin dance practice. And he'll talk and then he'll get up and show you like he's working on his moves. He does tons of covers. It's really fun to watch. But then he did something else that was, they have another channel where they do like solo dances or kind of cover songs that they want to do. And that's where Chris did the 2 p.m. one. But he did one to Billie Eilish when the party's over.
Oh, so it was Oh, gosh.
Stunning. I think there's something about the way he moves and that is so vulnerable and emotional. And he connects to the melody. Every movement, every note in that song, he had a movement for that was so fluid and connected. But the choreography was stunning. I mean, I was like silent when I watched it and just kept going, oh, at certain moves, because you felt it. And I love when you watch great dancers interpret a great song and you can feel the emotion. And I think a lot of times when I watch dance, I can see what they're going for, but there's a disconnect because of technique and some other things. I can feel a disconnect that the dancer is not really connected to the song. They're doing a routine.
Yeah. You can feel when someone doesn't have a heart.
Yes. When the heart's not in it. This like was the complete opposite. And I'm just so in love with that guy. He's just stunning. And the more I learned about him, he was found on the street by a scout. He wasn't someone who was auditioning and who kind of, you know, what he was like Jin in BTS. He was really handsome. A scout came and grabbed him. So he had no dance training at all. And he's like their lead dancer, choreographer, doing the, like, we talked about it the first time we watched God's Menu. He stands out.
Yeah. No, yeah. Immediately. His dancing
and it's just
stood
so,
out.
It's so funny that he has no training. Like the talent that he brought in. And somebody said in one of the comments, so I don't know if this was true or not, that he didn't want to just be a visual. He knew he was there for that. And he wanted to like really contribute and bring something else. So he was determined to be lead dancer.
But it doesn't come across like he was forcing the talent.
No,
it's just something that clearly was
not
in him that needed to be unleashed.
Well, and I think this opens up another discussion that's interesting, because I think a lot of people who grew up taking dance classes aren't necessarily the best dancers.
No.
Like I've gone out to clubs with people who have been in dance class since they were three and did it through high school, and they have no rhythm and can't just like dance to the music.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I think he would be one that maybe didn't take dance classes, but it's a great dancer.
Yeah.
And how cool that he has the opportunity to do this on a big stage, and that like he's found that place where his creativity and passion and who he is.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Some people are just really, really gifted. When I worked for a really famous songwriter when I lived in LA before, and she had no formal training. She doesn't know how to read music. And she's one of the biggest songwriters in the world.
Yeah.
And she won Grammys, has been nominated for Oscars, but has no formal, doesn't know a note, doesn't know what a note means, but just knows how to play the piano, knows, has perfect pitch.
Yep.
And that's just a God-given talent. And I feel like he's similar. Like it's just something that had to be unleashed in him. And it's nothing that can be taught sometimes.
That's it. And I think it's always those people who resonate the strongest, because it's coming from their soul, not from their lessons and their memorization that they were taught when they were 5 years old. Like there's something so pure and raw with talent like that that I'm always so attracted to and in awe of. And I think it's important too. It sets such a good precedent and sends a good message to other people, because so many times you can talk yourself out of opportunities or things you want to do, because you didn't grow up doing it. You don't have the training. You don't have the background. You don't have to. You don't have to. Just give it a try. Because like worst case scenario, you suck and it didn't work out. Yeah. But you never know. You could try something and you actually are as talented or more talented than all the people that grew up doing it.
I feel like a lot of times, and I don't know, I can't speak for other countries or cultures. I only know my experience in the U.S. and what I see the struggle with and with kids today is I know art, at least for me growing up, art is so important that creativity that you're exposed to in art class, yeah. music class, band, yeah. dance, show choir, all those things where you get to tap into the creativity. You can't be a well-rounded person if you're not at least exposed to it. And if it's not your yeah. thing, it's not your thing. But for the people who are the creatives who need that, and it's something we need, though. Like, we wouldn't, if we didn't have creatives, we wouldn't have anything like music or movies yeah. or 100%. Art. Fashion, anything.
100%.
And when that's the first thing that they cut out of schools for whatever reason, politically, yeah. budget wise, it's just always sad, because I think it does a disservice to people when they don't have it.
Well, it's also too, I think parents need to expose their kids to different stuff, expose yeah. them to art, give, like, it's also on parents to, like, maybe see talent in their own child
yeah.
and foster it. I know I didn't do well. Like, Charity knows I'm an artist, and I didn't do well in art at all. I used to get Fs in art class, because when you put it in a structured form where you're telling kids what they have to create, sometimes you just need to let somebody do their own thing.
Yeah.
And like, and in school, I never had that freedom. It was like, do this, do this, do this, do this.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to freaking make a pot. I want to do this. Yeah. You know, I don't want to paint that. Too. I want to do this. So knowing, you won't be surprised by this, but people who don't know me, I would just say, well, I'm not doing it. I'm going to do my own thing with the supplies. And they would give me an F. Sure. And I always got Fs in art class, which is funny, because like, one time when a friend came to my apartment and he saw my artwork, he's like, I didn't know you went to art school. And I was like, oh, I didn't go to art school. He's like, oh, but you did all of this. You're an artist, Em. And I was like, I guess. I actually
being modest. I mean, she is such a great artist. Like, she's actually sitting in front of one of her paintings now, and it's gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you. But I never did it because I was discouraged so much. Yeah. I always got Fs. I never did art or thought I could do it till I was much older. And my dad was painting and was like, just do it. And I was like, I can't. It's going to look like a five-year-old. Like, I can't even do a straight line. And he's like, just do whatever you want. And I did my first painting. And I was so embarrassed by it. And shout out to my dad, because he was like, that's amazing. I can't do that. I can't, like, put colors together the way you can. That's amazing. And it gave me it opened me up to a new hobby. Yeah. But I never would have done that because I was so discouraged as a child that I didn't do it right. And I think a lot of times a lot of creatives get pushed to the side when they're little, because they're not like the woman you worked for. She couldn't have read the notes and she would have gotten in trouble.
Well, someone who was trying to teach her how to play guitar, the story she told me, her dad took her because he was really trying to foster this musicality that she had. And the guitar teacher was like, she will never make it. She doesn't understand music. She doesn't know how to read it. This is a waste of your time.
There you go. And as a kid, how many kids have been told that and gone through that? And they're actually super talented.
Yeah.
They just look at it from a different point of view. I think you can't teach right brain stuff in a left brain fashion.
No.
To true artists, it won't work. You just have to like give them the facilities, let them do their thing.
Exactly.
And help them where you can.
And I feel like a lot of times teachers need to also be open to, when they see a student who clearly has talent, just especially with art, like you can't put structure around something that's creative in that way. You just can't.
Even with like dance, like, you can't, people who over technique, great, cool, great at pointing your toes, awesome. But like, I don't care about that. Great technique to me isn't interesting. I always want the emotion in the heart of the piece to come through.
Yeah.
So like, anyone out there who's interested in drawing or singing or wants to, you know, dance, just do it. It doesn't matter what people think, because we've both been around a lot of people in our careers and in New York City who are so freaking talented. And I guarantee you, when they were young, they got bad grades. They were told they sucked. Like, just do it and follow like your instincts, because your creative instincts are going to be right, because they're yours. Exactly. Anyone else's input, ugh, whatever. Do you? We went on a little tangent there, but
I know, sorry. We do that sometimes.
I feel like
it's important to share these kinds of things. Again,
yeah,
it's just important to foster that in people and to share experiences. So people are like, wow, I can relate to that and just find something in that way. And I always 100%. Love sharing those kinds of things. If people are listening and it helps anyone connect to something.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Like, you don't have to, success in the creative field isn't a straight line.
No.
You can go, trust us,
yeah.
all different ways. Yeah. You can go all different ways and do all different things to get there. You don't have to do what everyone else does and follow everyone else's path to find success.
Yeah.
And I think my personal experiences and my personality, that's why when I watch that dance cover of his, I'm just so connected and blown away because I get it. I can see who he is and I can relate and appreciate what he's doing. Like it's that amazing. Much more.
I'm so shocked. Oh. When you told me that, I blew my mind.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I just thought he was a great dancer. Same. But especially too, watching the K-pop guys who are dancers, they usually come up as dancers. They were child dancers. They're formally trained. Really great dancers out there. I mean, obviously, K-pop is the best dancing. People are so blown away by K-pop dancing. But like, we're in each group, there's someone who's the dance lead and they're like a professional dancer.
Yeah.
So how perfect that in Stray Kids, their dance lead had no training.
Doesn't surprise me.
No, the group is made up of people who there. It's an unconventional group.
Yeah.
And they fit and they work because they're so different from all the other groups. And I think we talked about last week, it's really cool. They had the opportunity to produce their own stuff and write their own stuff from the beginning. It's really working. Like they're connecting with people. There's a need for this. They're different and they're so refreshing. I'm so all about Stray Kids. I think I'll be a loyal stay just like I'm a loyal army. So you guys are going to have to hear us talk about them. Sorry. But huge shout out. You know, we really last week connected with a lot of people talking about Stray Kids and we appreciate you guys and we're excited to have you listening. So keep listening because we're going to talk about everything they do. Oh, you know what we did? I forgot when the Monsta X tickets went on sale for their concert in July. I totally forgot. It's all good. I have my ticket, whatever. But they had that thing where if you paid a certain amount, you got like 20 seconds with a member. And those sold out so quick.
Of course they would. Yeah. I think I would lose my mind if I could have a FaceTime with Sho.
I know.
I don't speak Korean, but if I could just stare at him. Of course, it would be super creepy. So that's why I didn't even try. I don't speak fun. Korean. I don't at all.
How about you? But like, if there's ever an opportunity to do that again, I think you should. And I think you need to record it. And we'll put it on our YouTube channel so everyone can see a charity drool over this guy.
Drool. You have no idea.
And not say anything. Oh my
God. You really stare at Sho and his handsome face.
Be like, hello.
Oh my gosh.
Who roomed with Chan at one point when they were trainees.
I love that so much. That was a close call. I could have almost had a love triangle, but thankfully Felix is my bias. So we avoided that whole mess. So Sho will never know how close it was.
Yep. 100%.
I love it.
So neither of us got tickets for the 20 seconds. I can't wait to see. A lot of people do record it and they put it on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's been really fun watching people record these fan meets and put them on Twitter. Thank you guys for doing that because like you just get to feel their personalities so much more.
Yeah.
Who else has done it? Stray Kids did one. Really? They're finishing up theirs and theirs are super cute. Someone asked Chris, like, can you teach me something Korean? And he's like, yeah, sure. What? And she's like, how do I say Bang Chang, best leader? And he's so cute. He starts laughing. He's like, I don't know how to say that.
Aww.
But they're really cute. I think it's really cool. I'm excited for everyone that gets to do it. One day we're going to do one. I think we'll do one.
We'll do one with Felix.
Oh, hello.
Yes.
Hello.
I'm like, Felix, all I want you to do is go grab a book. I don't even care if it's a cookbook. I don't just read me things from a book. I just want to hear you talk.
Just read.
Find just a phone read. Book, find a cookbook, find a dictionary, open up your phone. Felix's, I don't even care. Just read to me.
Felix's voice hits different because he has that ridiculous Australian accent that is so attractive.
Oh my God.
And then the tone of his voice is so deep and sexy. It's like, ooh, what? Like it's kind of not fair.
I can't.
Like he was blessed so much. Like he's the cutest guy ever. He's got freckles, which I adore. Yeah, I love his freckles. He's so handsome. And then on top of it, they're like, you're going to have a deep voice and an Australian accent. Good luck.
Yeah.
Like what? He's so cute. Felix is so cute. Yeah. Like I would totally do one with Chan, with Chris, because he speaks English. I'd be nervous to do one with other stars because I don't speak Korean and it would be so awkward. Yeah. I'd just be like, hi. Like
I would do one with Min June. Like Sorry. I'm just confessing all my fantasies right now, everyone. Don't mind me.
I know. I'll do it with Min June. Charity's getting slutty. It's late here in New York. We record on Wednesday nights. So, all right. There you
go. Don't mind me. I'm over here in my own little world.
But I'm super excited to like watch the concert. And, you know, I've heard a lot of rumblings about Super M and they're having a comeback. So I hope that's true because like I adore them so much. Yeah. I love those guys. And I hope they do a comeback.
Get ready for our FaceTime, Kai.
Right? Get ready, Bacon. I love you so much. The Prince of Korea, million seller. Actually, I think Bacon and I would have a lot of fun because he's like really funny. He is crazy and funny. Oh, and then we alluded to at the beginning of the show, but Wonho did his first V Live, which was so adorable. It's really, really nice to see him. You know, we haven't seen him for a while. We went through so much as a fandom with him and Monsta X. I didn't know if I was ever going to see him again. I was really worried for him, you know, because like idols, unfortunately in Korea, idols take their own lives way too much. We see the news about that way too much. And I feel like it's because there's like a scandal in the background and they don't want to shame their family and they kill themselves. And it's just devastating.
Yeah.
Devastating. And I was genuinely, when I saw Wonho, like the last time when they were promoting Follow, he looked awful. And I just thought, please, like, it's horrible to even think this way. But I was really worried for his health. I was worried, like, this is terrible. So the fact that he got through that, got his name cleared of all the allegations.
It took forever.
And is now back. And he's going to be a solo artist. And to see him do a V-Live, he's just like the sweetest, cutest guy. He's so endearing.
Yeah.
He's just like, he's so sweet. He's just the sweetest. But then on top of it, he's like super talented and really handsome. I'm rooting for him hardcore. I'm proud to be part of the fandom. I guess I call myself, what do we call ourselves now? Weenies?
Weenies. I'm here for
it. He said it like weenies. So we're weenies. We're proud weenies. Weenies unite. There's little weenies. There's big weenies out there.
All kinds.
Old, young. Weenies are a diverse group. We're going to have a lot of fun in this fandom.
Already.
It reminds me. Of when Super M came out and they never named their fans and everyone on Twitter just called themselves sperms and it's like, all right. Like to me, and I think like every Super M fan, we like call ourselves sperms because their name looks like sperms. There's something with Super M when it's written out that your brain reverses it. So these K-pop fandom names are filthy.
So
weenies,
funny.
Sperms.
Love it.
But Wonho was adorable. He did that thing at the beginning. He didn't know they were filming and he was holding his chest and he was shaking. He was so nervous. And I just like, but it broke my heart because the background was the same as one of Monsta X's V Lives. And when they celebrated, I think it was IM's birthday. It was the exact same. And they celebrated IM's birthday with, you know, all the members were with them.
Yeah.
And Wonho was like, it's my birthday today. And just blew out the candles by himself. He was just by himself. Man. And it just like breaks my heart so much. And I wonder if it was his choice to go solo. I can't imagine the group wouldn't take him back.
I know.
I can't imagine that Starship wouldn't want him back with the group. So maybe he decided like to just go solo. I don't know. Yeah. But there's just something that will always be sad about it for me. And I root for Monsta X and I root for him so hard. And I'm excited for him to release music. It's going to be cool seeing what he does. Yeah, he's super talented. He can stand on his own, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if every K-pop guy can.
No, I agree.
But there's the ones that you know they can. He's there.
Yeah.
Right, Charity, before we go, I have a very important question that I was thinking about today. When it comes to K-pop guys, are there any in the history of K-pop who look better with bangs as opposed to the forehead?
No. I can answer that.
No.
Anytime I don't have a forehead, I'm like, why would you, like Namjoon, I'm like, why would you cover him? I need the forehead.
Yeah.
I didn't know. That was one of the first things I learned about when I joined K-pop was forehead. And I'm like, now I'm very aware when I don't get it.
Oh my God. Same. Like, again, my new boyfriend, Chris, my new bias in Stray Kids, he looks so good. I think my favorite hair of his is it's a little bit longer and blonde and forehead. So hot. Amazing. But I was thinking about it and I was like, yeah, I don't think any guy looks better with bangs. I will say though, there might be an exception and maybe it's just timing and nostalgia for me, but I loved Jungkook so much when I started stanning BTS, his look, and he did have bangs. Like the DNA video, mic drop video.
Yeah.
He looked great. He looks so good. But I think maybe that's just because he's like really handsome. He looks good with any hair.
He can do anything. I feel like he looks younger with the bangs and I prefer a more mature JK. And when he had bangs, I'm like, oh my gosh, hello. I mean, when he doesn't have bangs, right? When he has forehead.
You know who else? Suga. He usually has bangs. Suga doesn't have that much forehead.
When he does,
he looks great.
He can do either though. Like, yeah. When he has forehead, oh my Lord. But
they need to give us more forehead.
I know.
Big hit. I know you're listening. Please, like, just give him forehead. He looks so good. Just like let him live. Like, right? Let them live. We want to see everyone's forehead.
We don't get that enough.
Girl, do you remember what they did to Tay during this comeback? Tay, they covered up his whole face. I get it. Tay is snatching girls left, right, and center. Girls, guys, and dogs. Everyone in the world loves Tay.
I know.
Every species is in love with this guy. And he was too powerful. And they just decided to cover him up. His hair covered his eyes
for that comeback. His eyes are beautiful.
Oh. And like, I mean, he still looked good. I wasn't like, ew, Tay looks ugly. Tay will never look ugly, ever. And I liked it. I liked the fluffy, curly hair on him. It's a great look. But why don't we push it back? Let's push it back sometimes. Yeah. Let's put a headband on there or something. Let's just give his forehead some room. Give the forehead room to breathe.
Please. Give us forehead. You guys know we want it.
Like
we always
every
talk about
single,
it.
There isn't a guy who looks worse with forehead. Just give it to us.
No, like, there is not. No, that is fact, truth.
I've never looked at one and been like, oh, no, he needs bangs. Never.
Nope.
So like, let's just push him back. Let's just push him back. Sorry. It was just a thought I had today. And I was like, I wonder if I'm like off base and there's a lot of idols I'm not thinking about. So I had to ask you that.
Yeah. Hands down. And I need forehead.
Forehead. We want our idols to have foreheads for sure.
And let us know if you agree.
Right. Let us know. I also want to give a special shout out to IN from Stray Kids because he had a glow up. Like we're new to the fandom. So I didn't know this. But like he looked so young when I was watching all the get to know these people, the braces. Yeah. And, you know, he's like he looked like a young boy. And then he said he's been working all the time because I didn't recognize him in the God's Menu when I was still learning who was who. I was like, is that the young one? Wait a minute. And he said he was working out all the time because their choreography is powerful and he felt like he needed to like look more. He looks great. Like he's had a glow up 100%. So keep it up, young buck.
Good job.
I love his personality. He's such a sweet kid, but he doesn't look like a kid anymore. In those videos, I'm like, oh my goodness. Okay. But then like I'll watch, you know, Finding Stray Kids and he's just like a jovial young guy. Yeah. He's still a kid. Sorry that we talked your ear off, everyone. We talked a lot tonight about a lot of things, but we're just so passionate about what's going on in K-pop right now. This was a huge week. There was a lot to get excited about. There's a lot going on. But we appreciate you all listening. Please follow us. Follow us on Twitter, NYC K-pop Queens. Shoot us a DM. You can email us, nyckpopqueens@gmail.com. We love hearing from you and interacting with you. And we'd love to hear your opinions on everything. Let us know who you got in the quiz. I'll be posting the link on Twitter. Just, yeah, thank you so much for listening. Again, we don't take you for granted. We're so grateful to have you here. And I guess we'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week, guys. Bye.
Bye.